Hola, amigues. This is Sound and Vision here on KXP 90.3 FM Seattle, where the music matters, donde la música importa. My name is Albina Cabrera, Latin American content producer and co-host of El Sonido. And this is our celebration of the best Latin music of 2022. And we made a huge list with around 42 albums that it's now available on our website, kxp.org, along with some thoughts by two of my favorite writers. We have a triente of chisme today to share, and it's an honor to have Nuria Net, a music journalist, host, producer, originally from Puerto Rico, and after several years in New York City, she's now based in Madrid, and there she started Coctelera Music, a company dedicated to creating and producing podcasts. And she's also a great radio host. Welcome, Nuria. Bienvenida.
Hola. Thank you for having me.
Qué emoción, Nuria. Thank you so much. We also have mi querido Richard Villegas here. And he writes for Rolling Stone, Billboard, Bandcamp Daily. He's the host of Song Mess, my favorite podcast about alternative Latin music. And he's originally from New York. He grew up in the Dominican Republic and now is based in Mexico City. And I'm saying now is based in Mexico City because Richard lived like in several countries around Latin America. It's not the first time that Richard is here on KXP. So welcome back, amigo. ¿Cómo estás?
I'm very well. It's so strange to speak to you in English because I'm so used to chisme en español.
But little by little, you know, this is the first time that we are doing this. So hopefully next year we can do this in both languages.
Yes, but I'm thrilled to be here.
Pero le damos a todo, le damos a todo.
Sí, a todo, total, totalmente.
En excelente compañía.
Thank you so much, both. And Richard and Nuria are here with me to talk about this big picture of the year in Latin music, but also we're going to share a couple of their favorite songs of 2022. You can read the full piece on kxp.org in English y en español también, mis amigos, así que empecemos. We're going to start with Richard. Richard, you wrote about two albums. Mm-hmm. The first one, Last Spa on Earth by Divino Niño, a great band from Chicago. They did a live on KXP session in 2022. And you can watch that on our YouTube channel. But you also wrote about another key album and artist, Medio Piki. And
yes.
Last March, we went together. It was my first time in the Caribe. So we went to the Dominican Republic and
yes,
we saw Medio Piki live. So tell us more about this amazing producer and this album in particular.
Medio Piki, I think, is one of like the top producers working in Dominican Republic right now. He and another producer called Diego Raposo have been sort of taking this the dembow sound and reggaeton that are brewing in the underground in Dominican Republic and taking it elsewhere and collaborating with many, many other artists, international artists like Jarina De Marco or Esti. And Medio Piki himself is kind of just like a volatile explosion of music because he just draws from everything. He's unafraid. He throws himself completely into experiments and strange ideas and weird hybrids. So this year, he put out an album, a self-titled album. Again, it's called Medio Piki. It's split into two dizzying halves. So you have Medio and you have Piki. And so the second half, Piki, it's very like reggaeton dembow. It's designed for the dance floor. But the first half are like his wild experiments. So a lot of sort of like garage then mixed with house or mixed with reggaeton. And you're like, huh? Because it feels fun. There is still sort of somewhat political messaging in this first half. Mm-hmm. He has a song called Who Am Yo, which is sort of about not only like society trying to decide who you are and how you fit in, but also like how we project ourselves onto other people. You know, same with like El Dinero is a fantastic song that I love from this record. where he basically is talking about, like, you know, the new normal is the same as it always was. It's just that people are making more money off it. The song that I chose to highlight is called Quien Te Llamó, which I think does a really great job of sort of capturing like a snapshot of this first half of the album, because it mixes metal and reggaeton. It sounds like Slayer doing a perreo, and I'm obsessed with it.
That was Quien Te Llamó by Medio Piki, and that track was chosen as a KXP's Song of the Day during Aquí Ahora 2022, our special programming for Latinx Heritage Month. You can go to kxp.org/aquiahora to read more about Latin music in inglés y también en español. During 2022, we talked a lot about two albums globally. Un Verano Sin Ti, de Bad Bunny. Mami, qué rica tú te vas, pa' los 2000 escuchar revés. Y Rosalía, en Y Moto Mami, de Rosalía. Two masterpieces from my personal perspective. So we are going to talk about Benito later, but now is the turn of La Motomami here. And I would like to start with the first line, like the first question that you wrote, Nuria, how dare she? What can we say about that?
Yeah, that's what everyone, you know, they criticize her for everything. How dare she, you know, do reggaeton? How dare she be sexual? How dare she mix all these genres? How dare she? First, they criticize her for doing flamenco en el Mar Querer. And now they're like, why did she dare not do more flamenco in Motomami? You know, so I think it has a lot to do with being a woman. And, you know, obviously criticisms are always valid. But I think in her case, she's such a studious artist. You know, she doesn't just pick and choose things superficially because her A&R rep told her to. It's good for her marketing. It's like, no, she really, you know, she takes those references seriously. She studies them. She's very meticulous. And, you know, I think she experimented and was very brave in doing this Motomami concept album, and I do think she succeeded. She also collaborated with a lot of producers and other songwriters. She's always involved in the process. But what's fascinating to me is that it always sounds like Rosalía. Even though she takes from a lot of places, it ends up sounding just like Rosalía. And I think that's so rare.
Yeah, and I think the connection that I can see, obviously, on Un Verano Sin Ti, Motomami, was the Caribe. And to me, like, since I moved to the States, I could see more clearly the diaspora, but also the huge influence that the Caribe has for all the music industry and how everything is changing a little bit. I would like to see more alternative Caribbean artists. Back to Motomami and La Rosalía, which song are we going to share?
Let's listen to Combi Versace, because I think it illustrates a lot of things from the album. Like, first of all, it's fun. Like, that's another thing people really got, I guess, mad at Rosalía. I do love the humor in this album and this song, you know. It has that. It's danceable. It has Tokisha, obviously, an artist from the Dominican Republic. It has very elaborate melodies. And obviously, you can hear Rosalía's pristine voice. But it's also, you know, It's fun. Para que tú te lo montas por la noche, puesta pa'l derroche, tu pelo salvaje, la combi Versace. Montas por la noche, puesta pa'l derroche, tu pelo salvaje, la combi Versace. Como que ve, Rusi si son comin, si va, Uzi el vino.
Dios bendiga a Gianni. Más fría que tu baby mama. Nos fuimos a lanzar y llegó a la meta pony. Pa' que tú te enamores.
La combi Versace Rosalía here on KEXP. Part of the best music of 2022, go to kxp.org and read more about this. And now it's my turn, but I know that Nuria and Richard know this Argentinian MC very well. I'm going to talk about Trueno and his latest album, Bien o Mal.
La calle pide salsa, compas, compas, comparsa. Un poco bien, un poco mal en la balanza. Millonarios quieren comprar mi esperanza. Ni con 50 millones les alcanza.
First, I would like to say that we're living in a strong moment for rap in Espanol and in Latin America. And Trueno is a crucial piece in this puzzle. He's not only well-known in Argentina and in Latin America, but with this album, Bien o Mal, he did a huge tour around Europe. To me, Bien o Mal, his second LP, to me, is like a tribute to the Argentine culture. Then the last couple of years, we saw like this new wave of trap artists and MCs from South America, specifically from Chile and Argentina. And to me, Trueno is part of that new generation. I don't know, like what rock was for the generation growing up in the 90s or the cumbia villera in the early 2000s in Argentina. The freestyle battles is for today's youth, I think, the place for that creativity and that expression. And in Bien o Mal, Trueno speaks about Latin American identity. He is still talking about what happened during the dictatorships in Latin America in the 70s, and he has 20 years old. So that, to me, is really important because basically everyone is saying that, oh, the new youth, they forgot about everything. They don't care about anything about our culture. And it's not the case of Trueno, who he was born in La Boca. La Boca is super barrio popular in the south part of Ciudad de Buenos Aires. But the song that I would like to share is called Tierra Santa, that maybe you heard that song with Argentina won the World Cup, because it was one of the songs that the team picked for that moment. And that song is very important because, again, he's talking about the identity, about the power of memory and human rights in Argentina. And he called two different collaborators, the legendary folk artist Victor Heredia and La Charo, who is a singer from the indigenous communities in the north of Argentina, Chaco, the province.
Si preguntan quién soy, que llevo a donde voy, de tierra santa.
So to me, it's super powerful. It's my favorite track of Bien o Mal, and I hope you like it.
Si preguntan quién soy, que llevo a donde voy, soy de Tierra Santa, soy de donde nací.
The next two songs that we are going to share are the favorite songs by Nuria and Richard. And let's start with Richard, because we were talking about Argentina, and he went to Buenos Aires during the KXP Live from Argentina sessions with KXP. And he also explored my country like very, very well. And I know that the artist that we are going to share is also from Argentina.
I actually have been around Argentina a bit. On this trip, I got to visit Buenos Aires, Mar del Plata, and La Plata. On previous occasions, I've actually visited Mendoza, which is, I know, your hometown. So when you asked me, like, what was, like, the song of the year or something like that, obviously, like, I think Andrea, you know, with Bad Bunny and Buscabulla is definitely needs to be in that conversation.
Andrea, sé tú y que se mame un bicho la persona.
No quiero que nadie me diga lo que no tengo.
I think Julieta Venegas with what's the song? Camino Sola. Camino Sola. Yes, but it's produced by Alex Amante. I think those two songs are like really important. But they're mainstream artists, and I like to use these opportunities to highlight underground artists, artists that people at home should listen to. And so I wanted to take this opportunity to highlight Sara Malacara, who is from Argentina. Sara Malacara put out an EP called Eclipse. I wanted to feature the lead single from the EP, which is called Chrome. It's techno, hyperpop, delivered with like a trap sort of flow. I was watching on Instagram stories the official launch of this record back in Buenos Aires. She performed like two halves, one dressed as like an angel dressed in white with like a giant wings, and then like there's a small intermission or costume change, and she comes out in the exact same outfit but in all black, and it's just like, whoa, crazy. And again, this is Sara Malacara. The song is Chrome off her EP Eclipse. You got to check it out.
Nuria, I would like to know, like, what music was in your headphones the most this year?
Well, I wanted to choose one song from the album that I listened to the most, but it was impossible because it really is a concept album that you have to listen from beginning to end. Like, you cannot choose one. And that album is by two artists. They're an indie band called Los Estanques from here, from Spain, and a singer-songwriter called Annie B. Sweet. Also Spanish artists. They got together, you know, they had their careers going, everything was fine. Annie B. Sweet, a bit more known, but you know, she's never had like huge success. Los Estanques, pretty underground, like a prog rock band. They got together initially to write one song, but they ended up doing an entire album that is called Burbuja Cómoda y Elefante Inesperado. And the album is a little bit over 30 minutes long. Again, it's an entire viaje, it's a journey. It sounds like the 70s, it's super prog rock, but it's very melodic as well. Annie takes care of the main vocals. She has an amazing voice. Íñigo, who's the lead singer of Los Estanques, is sometimes does vocals with her, but also mainly on piano. And it's just like amazing. I did see them live. They performed the entire album beginning to end live, and it sounded incredible. I think it was the best show I saw this year. But anyway, go check out that album because I couldn't choose one song. So the song that I did choose as my song of the year, it had to be Andrea by Bad Bunny featuring claro Buscabulla. Sí. Why? And I thought hard about this. You know, I never in my lifetime I would think that a reggaetonero would sing about a woman, a girl, you know, like about her, and seeing her and her struggles and her aspirations and her hopes. And that's what Andrea, the song, talks about. This girl called Andrea and what she aspires to be in an island that's not too friendly to young independent women. And on top of that, never in my wildest dreams I would ever think that my friends Raquel y Luifre from Buscabulla, this little indie band that they started in Brooklyn when they were pregnant with their baby, you know, that they would get invited to be in this track. And they made an amazing collaboration, and this song has been heard millions of times around the world, and they were able to also sing with him on his huge tour. So it just speaks to so many things. And also about Benito, he might be the biggest artist in the world, but he keeps, at least he's trying to elevate, right, other people. A show in Puerto Rico when he kicked off the tour, you know, it was Young Miko, Villano Antillano, and Reinao. Three young girls from the urban scene, super independent. Who did he bring to this album, to the biggest album of 2022? And not only Buscabulla, also the Marías from L.A. Bomba Estéreo, which, you know, they're more well-known, pero no one would expect that. So I do have to give it to Benito, you know, and Andrea, I think, is very special.
Something that I love about that track, I had the opportunity to talk with Raquel about that moment when Benito called them, you know, like 3 weeks before he released the album.
Oh,
and
God,
was like,
yeah.
Okay, let's do a song, you know. And and something that I love about that, Andrea, is that you can recognize like two parts in the song. And the last part is 100% Buscabulla. And she was telling me, Raquel was telling me that, yes, Bad Bunny told them, like, yes, please put all yourself there. Just finish the song. And I want to hear Buscabulla. And basically it was, at least personally, one of my favorite tracks of Un Verano Sin Ti. Y no pida rosas si no aguanta espina.
I would like to add as well that, like, that's one of my favorite trends that I think I've noticed this year. Because, I mentioned, I'm sorry, Nuria, if I didn't mean to spoil that I really liked Andrea.
Great.
But I also mentioned Julieta Venegas, you know, working with Alex Ambanter. Or if you think about Rosalía collaborating now twice with Tokisha. It's just these mainstream artists looking to the underground, not only for inspiration, but also being like, here's the mic. Or here's the, you know, sit in the production chair. Like, let's get your name out there. Let's get your work out there. And again, with Bad Bunny and all these artists that he invited, it wasn't just like, oh, come and jump on my song. It was like, no,
exactly.
Do your thing and I'll get on that. And that to me is really cool. It's just like, it's a true showcase of these artists, not just putting their name out there, which obviously helps, but it's just like showcasing their sound while you're at it. And that stays with people. And I just have to say, like, the final dates of Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti tour, the world's hottest tour, were in Mexico City at El Estadio Azteca, and just watching Buscabulla come out and, you know, performing for 90,000 people, you know, in this sold out stadium. It's just like, oh, like my heart sang. It's just watching Luifre up there going crazy on the bass, you know, looking like the only hype beast. And obviously Raquel, you know, like dressed as a sailor. I'm like, yes, this is, yes, mi Puerto Rico, mi país, you know, just.
Guys, dreams do come true. They started their band in their 30s. Dreams do come true. You know, they had their day jobs. Maybe Luifre studied, you know, he played music for a longer time, but, you know, they made it happen. Again, with a family, with a baby daughter, going back to Puerto Rico, with all the complications that entails. So yeah, super, super inspiring.
Thanks a lot, Richard, Nuria, for this time here with us with KXP. Yes, it was super fun.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for having us and me. And again, to the listeners at home, remember to support local.
Muchas gracias.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.